This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Still known as Bradfoe, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball's not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. Baseball Isn't Boring is presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
And it is sponsored by McFarland. Zacho, yell McFarland. Let's go.
McFarland.
Oh, that's so much better. You're getting better every single week. Sammy of the Playtesting Podcast.
McFarland.
Gordo of the Playtesting Podcast.
McFarland.
And I will also thank our good friends at McFarland. This is a Baseball Isn't Boring show. The ratings are through the roof. The podcast numbers are through the roof. Danny from Quincy called in, and as much as I agree with him, Bruno Mars is awesome. I will say this, is that it is a great time to talk baseball. It is an absolutely awesome time to talk baseball. We talk about this all the time, fellas. You just roll out the red carpet for the great game of baseball, and you just talk. You just talk. And we just happen to have the chief baseball officer on with us at noon, too, to just jump in for the ride along the way. I mean, He can jump in any time, I guess, but he chooses to jump in to this show, the Baseball Isn't Boring show. And you can jump in, speaking of which, because we're on from 11 to 1. This is your respite from odds and overs and unders and chicken wing talk and Eagles and Chiefs and all of that stuff. This is your respite. You are welcome ahead of time. You are welcome. Baseball Isn't Boring show, where we're talking baseball from 11 to 1. Fellas, baseball isn't boring. You know why? Because it can seem like the most boring time of year, and yet we are sitting here and we've thrown the cougar in the car. Lower the heart rate.
What does that mean?
You've never seen Talladega Nights? What's wrong with you?
That's where I thought you were going with that.
You've never seen Talladega Nights?
No, I've seen it, but not since I was a kid.
You threw the cougar in the car. Lower the heart rate.
Why does that lower the heart rate?
Because you throw the cougar in the car, and Ricky Bobby's dad says, lower your heart rate. That's the training exercise. We are throwing the cougar in the car when it comes to the great art and medium of sports talk that is baseball. We are throwing the cougar in the car because every time we talk about this stuff, and you guys do it so well on the Playtesting Podcast, I do it every single day on the Baseball Isn't Boring Podcast. And it's so easy to do because you get riled up over it. And it's not just this town. Like, every town, the people in San Diego are, oh, what are you talking about? We're going to platoon in left field. People in Chicago is like, hey, listen, if you're going to go get Kyle Tucker, why aren't you getting Alex Bregman? You know, the Yankees people, what's this? You have to play that you couldn't play Jazz Chisholm at second base and Gleyber Torres at third because he didn't want to play there?
That's crazy.
Like, all of this stuff, this is what we're talking. The only places like that everyone is just, yes, this is okay. We are at peace with the world is Los Angeles, with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But every other place, I think think, right now and saying, give us the upper hand. And congratulations, New York Mets. Congratulations. You took a step forward. But still, they're probably sitting there thinking, well, we get Sean Manaea, an opening day starter. Like, this is the problem. So we're not talking about them. We're talking about the Red Sox. We're talking about the vibe check. We're talking about how people feel right now. And we, like we said, we're going to talk to Craig Breslow at noon, and we're going to just rapid fire him. Rapid fire him.
So fast.
We're going to be fast. I don't know how fast he'll be, but we appreciate him coming on.
He'll throw the Cougar in the car, lower the heart rate.
What is the Cougar in this situation? And what is the car?
Well, the Cougar is baseball.
Okay.
The Cougar is the car. The car is this medium. The car is putting a mic in front of us.
Right.
And then you throw the Cougar in the studio. Okay. The car is the studio. Right. Mm. The Cougar. Hey, Zach, find a Cougar by the end of the show. All right. Throw him in here, and then we'll test this theory. But the whole idea is you know, you get, as we said, you've said this a million times. We said this last week, the first iteration of the Baseballs and Boring Show in 2025, which we're going to do every single Saturday. This is easy. It's the easiest show of all time to do. We do no show prep. We roll it out. Next thing you know, 3 hours later, we might have a couple guests come on because they want to come on. That's how it works. People call in. We've already seen people calling in, 617-779-7937. This is easy because the Cougar is always thrown in the car.
We live among the Cougars. Yeah, this is easy. This is basically just saying my thoughts.
That's spring training.
The animals.
Whoa. Hey. I didn't say a word.
All right, go ahead. Oh. Continue.
Oh. What was I even saying? I was saying that this show, I agree, it's easy. This is just saying my thoughts out loud because all I think about is baseball.
I know. Well, that's what's great about you guys. That's what's great about the Play Tessie podcast. Gordo and Sammy, like, that's literally, I can tell you, it's kind of annoying how all you guys think about is baseball.
Do we whine too much? We got a whiny comment the other day. It's been living in my head. I don't think I
think it's an appropriate amount of whining.
Yeah.
Whining about what?
The Boston Red Sox.
No, I think you guys are off-season. I think you guys are the ultimate optimists.
The thing is, if we're I really do feel that. Like, cuz come spring training, come April, we're always on board. Like, they could put like the I don't know.
We
the,
talked ourselves the into like,
out there. You can sign it. Tommy Pham, and everyone would be like, yay.
I've been a little negative.
Look at them spending, they're spending money.
$4 million.
I will say, I've been a little bit negative just because the way I'm looking at it right now, it feels like the American League is wide open, and I'm frustrated that the Red Sox
haven't done more. Well, that's the frustration.
More.
And that's what we're talking about. Yeah. That's what we have been talking about, is that there is a very real opportunity, and let's be honest, the opportunity was there in the trade deadline last year, and you look at where they've landed, where the Yankees landed, the team that Joe Kelly crapped on all over the place, and for good reason. That's the thing that we come back to. The Yankees, they weren't that far off from winning the World Series. They made it to the World Series. They beat the Cleveland Guardians to get to the World Series. It was there to be had.
And it still is.
Well, but
who's gotten better?
The Yankees have gotten better.
You think they're better?
Yeah.
With the 2019 All-Star team?
I think they're the team to beat in the AL, but I don't think they're better.
Oh, they're better than last year.
Come on. Right? Yeah, they lost Juan Soto.
They got Max Fried, Bellinger,
their rotation
Goldschmidt
was already good.
Devin Williams. They're better. I mean, they're better. Come on.
They lost multiple relievers.
They're better.
Too. I don't know.
I don't care what relievers. I don't care if you lost Tommy Kahnle. You got Devin
Tommy
Williams.
Kahnle.
You got one of the best closers in all of baseball, along with Luke Weaver.
Great.
And Larry,
hold on.
11:07. Mention Luke Weaver by 11:07. All right, there you go. but no, they got better. But the point is, with the Red Sox, this rear back and take a look at the Boston Red Sox, because we have the chief baseball officer coming on at noon. So right now, I'll ask you guys this. Are the Red Sox better than last year right now?
That's why it's so frustrating to have the conversations, Rob. It's a yes or no.
Yes.
Well, people call us whiny because
it's a yes or no.
Yes, they're better. They're better. But there's a huge buddy.
I'll let you articulate.
Kim Kardashian.
I know. We're dropped in amongst the Cougars with the big butt, right? I get that, right? So it's this whole, bear with me.
Yes.
All right. Yes, they are better. Okay. The American League. The American League is still there to be taken more than ever. The American League, I don't want to say stinks because that's not really accurate. The American League,
it's not good.
It's flawed. You also, by the way, have a division. And we can argue about whether or not the Yankees are better or not. You have a division which you thought that all these teams in this division were going to be taking steps forward, just like you were promised these steps forward. Toronto, yeah, they've made some signings, but no one's like, oh, my goodness, they got Max Scherzer. Oh, my goodness, they got – who else they get?
Santander.
Okay, some nice additions.
Andres.
But it's not like the shock and awe Toronto got – exponentially better. Then you have the cloud looming over them about Vlad and Bichette and everything else. And then everyone up in Toronto is talking about your producer, Joe Braverman, how he basically they're going to revitalize the entire franchise by trading William Abreu and 50 other players.
Joe is here to save the Blue Jays.
Thank you, Joe.
Blue Jays.
But then you have Baltimore, which is. This is supposed to be the team. This is the team, if any fan base deserves to be absolutely pissed off, yep. It is the Baltimore Orioles.
Thank you. I have been saying that. They don't get enough, you know, grief from fans. They are talk about a team that should be taking a step forward. You let Corbin Burns walk out the door. You have this young core. My God.
Go back to when David Rubenstein
hats to people.
Yeah, and he's taking the ownership. Money. Right after that happened, you finally do what everyone is waiting for you to do, which is trade all some of these prospects for a win-now player, Corbin Burns. Then everyone's talking, well, the next step is going to sign all these guys to long-term extensions.
Didn't you think that's what was coming the second they traded for Burns?
The second that the new ownership group took over. So you thought all this was going to happen. You go through it the entire year. And then the trade deadline, sad trombone at the trade deadline, right? You don't go for it there. Then in the offseason, you don't get Burns. You don't get – who was the guy they missed? They missed out on someone, failed the physical.
Jeff Hoffman.
And you don't get anybody. With all due respect to our good friend of the program, Tyler O'Neill, congratulations, great spot for him. But still – You haven't signed any extensions.
With their roster, that couldn't be... I mean, we love Tyler O'Neill, and he was great for the Red Sox last year, but that couldn't be the biggest thing they did this offseason with Corbin Burns on the free agent market after pitching so well last year.
This is what I'm talking about, fellas.
It's wide open. And you know what's annoying is, for the Red Sox at least, there's a guy still out there that we talk about every single episode of Play Tessie that, in my opinion, immediately makes the Red Sox either the best or second or third best team in the AL. Alex Bregman immediately.
Okay,
if you acquire
him. All right. So let's.
It's right there.
Hold on. Like, again, 11-11. Make sure I mention Alex Bregman for the first time.
Oh, I'll mention him 27.
All right,
we are going to mention him
27 more times. I'm sure everyone who's calling is going to do the same. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your calls after my guy's Zach's trending. But listen, right now, a week ago when we were talking about Alex Bregman. The Houston thing had, I think, convinced us it's not going to happen, right? And the Houston thing was about a week old. When I say the Houston thing, I meant the resurfacing of the idea that Houston was back in this. The offer was still on the table. 6 years. He wants to go to Houston. Altuve's changing positions. We all thought, all right, Red Sox missed their window. Yet, then, two things happen. Houston doesn't sign him. And also, you get word now from Houston talking in past tense when it comes to Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. So all of the Houston thing is bizarre to me. A guy who is desperately wanting a 6 or 7 year deal, right? And from what I understand from the people that I talk to, the teams like Detroit and Boston and Chicago, they are saying, sure, Alex Bregman, come on in. We'll pay you a crap load of money for 4 years or 3 years. But we're not going to 6 and 7 years like it is reported that the Houston Astros are doing. So Houston is sitting there supposedly with a 6 year deal. And didn't we just hear yesterday or the day before that they're even upped it or something like that?
Allegedly, yeah.
All right. But again, it is bizarre if that is the case. Why he isn't back right now, and maybe by the end of the show he will be. I don't know.
I have one theory.
Well, hold on. I got my theory. I'm going to give you your theory. So, I think I told you guys this, is that until I see Houston definitively say we are signing Alex Bregman with a 6 year deal, then I've seen this happen before, fellas. I've seen it happen before. where you have this iconic player or a very popular player, and the organization said, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Well, yeah, we're interested. Sure. Our offer's on the table, but is it? Like, is it? Because obviously what that does, it helps the guy's market. There is something so fishy about this Houston deal, because all he wants is a 6 or 7 year deal, which the Red Sox, if that is the case, we can definitively say right now that is not happening. No right, shot. Correct? Yeah. What's your theory?
Well, my theory is if that offer is real, so this theory is contingent on that six for $156 million contract offer being real. If it's a real offer, I think maybe Bregman, a winner, does not believe in the Astros' future. And if you look at that roster, they're about to lose Framber Valdez. They just lost Kyle Tucker. And their farm system is one of the worst in Major League Baseball.
I don't buy that. I think I don't buy it.
I don't think
Why
I not? Buy it.
It's your prerogative to be wrong.
Why? Can I tell you my
Why not
theory?
Buy it?
Because I think they're still good enough.
For how long, though?
And he's built a legacy there. Like he's an Astros legend.
They just got a player in the Kyle Tucker trade, which is like a foundational player that was drafted last year in Cam Smith. It's not like this team is a bad team now. It's not like they are devoid of talent going forward. Yeah, they're going to have to turn things over. And by the way, there is an element of being that iconic player side by side, or in this case, playing, I don't know where you're playing, like Jose Altuve is bizarrely playing left field.
5'5"
left right,
fielder.
Right. But there is that idea of it. And I do think that it seems like that this would be the place that he always wanted to go. He doesn't want to go to Toronto. He doesn't want to go to Detroit.
No.
Anyway, go ahead, Gordo.
Is there a possibility that maybe this deal, if it's on the table, just includes a ton of deferred money? Like, you hear $6,156, and that sounds great. But at this point, if that's on the table, and you're telling us here, Rob, that all these other teams that are interested are offering short-term deals, and the gap is that big. Like, the gap between 3, maybe 4 years and 6 for $156 is huge.
Well, that's the thing.
If that offers, like, there's something we're missing.
Yeah,
I'm on board with everything you're saying there.
But that's the point, is that on the surface, when you look at this deal, the deal that was offered, that was definitively offered, 6 years, $156 million, which they came back bizarrely out of nowhere after a month of saying we're out, saying the offer's still on the table. Then there has to be still. I buy that more.
And their excuse was that the clubhouse was unhappy, right?
Altuve and some of the players complained, which, by the way,
would lean more into my theory, which is, hey, we're going to do you a favor because, like, you can't build a roster off of a clubhouse being upset.
Yeah,
you can't do that, especially when you've already allocated significant resources to Christian Walker and Isak Paredes, right? You can't. Oh man, like they're upset. No. But I do buy the whatever that offer looks like is not just the, hey, here's your 6 years, $156 million.
It makes no sense. He would take it instantly, right?
At this point in the offseason, it's like straight up. Compared to the other offers that you believe or that you know are out there, it's just not even close.
So from the Red Sox point of view, as we see it here right now, because the Arenado stuff had gained steam over the last couple of days once again. The thing that we can all agree on, that Nolan Arenado desperately wants to play for the Red Sox, right?
Seems like
good for him.
He's DMing people. I'm down.
What was the Instagram post this morning he had?
Oh, yeah. He posted on his story, right? Manny hitting a homer. It was Manny in a Cleveland Indians uniform, but still.
Okay. Then let's hold on. I'm going to write that down and ask Craig Breslow. Have you traded for Nolan Arenado?
And ask if he plans on signing Manny Ramirez. Got to reset that Hall of Fame candidacy.
He wants to play there. There's been a lot of smoke around Arenado all the live long day. But the one thing that is different than the Bregman thing, and I think that this is the reality when it comes to the Red Sox, that they are pretty dug in on, hey, we'll offer you a high AAV, shorter years. If you take it, great. If not, we'll move on, and maybe moving on potentially is Arenado. But as we talked about before the show, that one of the things is if you make that Arenado deal, this isn't as turnkey as a Bregman deal. You have to move pieces around.
There's a lot of other questions that need to be answered.
The Bregman fit is more elegant, more simple.
It's very elegant.
Elegant.
He plays second base.
He can play second.
There you go.
I have almost elegant.
Elegant
almost
is
zero
such an underutilized word.
Elegant.
Yes.
Elegant.
This has not been an elegant offseason.
No, it's
You haven't done anything since December 28th. I mean, for the major league roster. You haven't got a position player.
I haven't done anything
this
year.
Don't disrespect Blake Sable like that, Rob.
Who?
Come on.
Who?
Blake Sable. Our new third or fourth string catcher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. You're not
is that
fired
a major
up?
League deal?
No.
No, exactly.
It's a waiver claim.
That's what I'm saying.
When was the last
don't
time
ever doubt me.
The Red Sox signed a bat to a major league deal?
That was Adam Duvall.
Oh, my God.
Adam Duvall.
Is that really?
Yeah, it was Adam Duvall. Yeah, that's the last major league offensive player that they signed.
And when was that?
Not this offseason, not the last offseason, but the offseason before that.
I was in my 20s.
And Adam Duvall, next thing you know, he's expertly knocking over beer cans in Braves Park. All right. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. I see everybody lined up, 617-779-7937. We'll cruise through all these conversations, cruise through all the phone calls. I appreciate everybody listening, subscribing to all our podcasts. It's a great time. This time, when we do the show next week, one of us will be in Fort Myers. It will not be those two. It will be me. Spoiler. But that's being spring training. That's another thing that we haven't talked about. Spring training, man.
Guys are there.
Guys are there, and reporters are there, and official dates are a couple days away. It's bizarre. I remember, and this comes back to what we were talking about, I think, last week, and how you don't have that momentous, oh, I can't wait till Nomar gets on the bench. I can't wait for John Lester to get on the bench. I can't wait. There isn't really those guys anymore. There isn't that dynamic. The ownership group doesn't even do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I remember going down the week leading into the spring, into the Super Bowl, going down there to unlock our condo or something for 2 days, getting Jackie Bradley to say, I'm going all Marshawn Lynch, which was awesome, which was a great quote. And it carried us through a week of until everybody else got down there. But the problem is A, there's not those players. There's not that conversation. And B, the conversation is fine. Like, we're having the conversation, but it's completely different than what it usually is. Usually when you get there, you've turned the page to your contract for the contract discourse.
That's the most frustrating thing for me is that you want the offseason to go in stages. The free agent acquisitions and trades, that discussion should be over by the time you get to spring training. When you get to spring training, it should be, what's the lineup going to look like? What's the rotation going to look like? Who's going to get extensions?
Well, I do know what this show's going to look like. It's going to look like a awesome, awesome, awesome version of itself, thanks to Zach Coe doing trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins welcomed Bruce Cassidy and the Vegas Golden Knights to TD Garden this afternoon in their final game before the two-week layoff for the Four Nation faceoff. Jeremy Swayman expected to be in net for the Bees. Puck drop from the Garden set for 3:30. Celtics also in action tonight in a Garden. A different one, though. They're heading to Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Knicks. They've already ruled out guard Jrue Holiday, who will miss his second straight game with a right shoulder impingement. Tip-off from MSG set for 8:30. Final preparations underway for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans tomorrow night. Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, the only notable name on either injury report. He's listed as questionable with an elbow injury. Don't forget you can hear Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl right here on WEEI with coverage starting at 1. Kickoff between the Chiefs and Eagles goes down at 6:30. Busy day of college hoops as we are a little over a month away from Selection Sunday. Notable matchups include top-ranked Auburn hosting number 6 Florida, number 10 Texas A&M heads to number 15 Mizzou, and the 13th-ranked Red Raiders of Texas Tech are in Arizona taking on the 20th-ranked Wildcats. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More baseball isn't boring coming up after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, more of Bradfoe and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to Baseball Isn't Boring. I'm Rob Bradford with the two guys, two of the three guys from Play Tessie podcast, Gordo and Sammy. Gordo, say hello.
We are here. We're back again.
Sammy, say hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, well, we're going to be on with you till 1 o'clock. As we said, Craig Breslow joining us at noon. We're already off to a rousing start. Talking, we're throwing the cougar in the car, trying to lower the heart rate, but we just can't because we're on the eve of spring training being official, and you're still sitting there without, would it be fair to say, two of the three things that they've identified not getting done? So why I say this, and Gordon, you could go first. The two of the three things that they identified, right? Starting pitching, they did that with a crochet. Relief, late inning relief, and I think, don't give me Chapman. Like, no.
It's a partially complete.
That doesn't count. And then right-handed bat, no. And oh, I'll do a fourth. Defense, no. So, three or four, Sammy.
I got a fifth.
Okay.
I don't love the catching situation either.
But that, I think that falls under defense.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because
they've talked about,
I don't like
depth,
the offensive
too.
Side of it either.
They've gotten depth there. It's not like the depth that you enter the offseason. Like, you think, oh, maybe they'll get Travis Darno
or something. The two places you definitively say you get better, if you want to get better defensively, that you're going to get better, it is catcher and second base.
Yes.
And they're going to say Trevor Story makes Devers better, whatever. But still, catcher and second base. Those are the two places.
100%.
I mean, I know they're going to work their butts off in PFPs at spring training, pitching, fielding, practice. over and over and over and over again, and then never do it again the rest of the season. That's how spring training works. All right, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Jeff in Watertown, as always, kicks things off. Jeff, how are you? What's going on?
How you doing, Bradfro and Tessie Boys and everybody today? You know, Bradfro, I wanted to respond a little caller-on-caller crime here, but for the last couple of weeks, Stephen Fall River has been calling in with the same argument, which shows me what a fraud he is, because for 20 years during the Patriots dynasty, when we were winning, he would call up and complain how Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick weren't paying up to the salary cap. He turned out to be right, but nobody would listen to him. You know, he was the contrarian because they were winning. Well, here we are in the exact same situation with the Red Sox, where, you know, you've got a team that's, you know, generating incredible amount of money. They're charging the highest ticket prices. You've got these identified areas, you know what you need. You have the money to get it, and they're not going after it. And he's saying, you want us to sign bad contracts. And that's not what we're talking about. And I'll even argue, he brought up Devers. You know, Devers might in the end be a bad contract, but we signed him as a hitter, as a premier hitter, which when he's healthy, he is. Now, the issue about his health, that's the whole thing. But nobody ever thought he was going to be a long-term third baseman. It was just a matter of when they signed him. So that, to me, that's not a bad contract. He brought up Pedroia. When Pedroia signed his contract, he was on his way to the Hall of Fame, and we were talking about the fact that they left money on the table. They bought that arbitration, but he left money on the table to play here. He got hurt. You can't say when you get hurt that it's a bad contract. I mean, those things happen. You know, Pablo Sandoval was a bad contract. That was only like 4 years, but it was just an unnecessary bloated contract and bloated human being. Anyway, so I just had to get that off my chest.
Well,
those are not bad contracts.
Yeah, and Jeff, I think if I remember right from last week, one of the things that Steve said was that we're all screaming and yelling to sign a bad contract just for the sake of signing a bad contract. And I'm like, we're screaming and yelling about Alex Bregman. Like, we might be wrong, but I feel pretty convicted in that this guy checks off a lot of boxes that this team needs now and going forward. I made the argument, Jeff, last year. Yeah, the Jordan Montgomery thing. That was absolutely the case. A lot of smart people were screaming and yelling to sign Jordan Montgomery where they weren't really looking into this wasn't really the guy that you want to build a rotation around. So, yeah, I think it's just yelling for the sake of yelling, and you're absolutely right. I mean, you're absolutely.
But to me, Bregman, 6 years is not a bad contract because, even if you have to get rid of the last year and release or whatever, it's still, you can do it with the resources we have, and it fits the need, and that's what you should
do. And also, Jeff, another big part of this is business. Like, this is one of nine things boxes that we're checking off. But for business, when we talk, and these guys know, Gordon Sammy knows, when you're talking about perception of this team and what is good for business and how this one signing can immediately change the narrative with the organization that we're talking about. And you can't say that about a lot of signings, but for a lot of reasons, that's what this signing can do. And we're not talking about making the Vlad Guerrero deal. We're talking about, to your point, a 5 or 6 year deal, whatever it is. And you immediately change the perception and narrative with an organization that right now is leaning on Noah Kahn bobblehead night way, way too much.
Exactly, and again, you're not signing Pablo Sandoval because he's cute and cuddly.
Pablo Sandoval thing. I was talking to him about this the other day, Jeff. Pablo Sandoval had like a 720 career OPS. He had won World Series MVP, and really smart people were saying, he showed that he's the best on the biggest stage, and every night's a big stage in Boston. It was already a flawed contract. So anyway, not to interrupt you. Sorry.
Right, that's a bear. That was a panda. They wanted a panda.
They got the panda hats. It's a warehouse full of them.
That's right. That's what they wanted.
All right.
All right, guys. Enjoy spring training. I'm jealous, but we'll be listening.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right, Jack in Westfield. Hey, Jack, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. About to head into work, but just want to ask you, this is the second time this offseason we've heard about Arenado being traded. Do you think this more, with spring training right around the corner, that this is more of smoke and mirrors and try and get Bregman and Boris to sign, or is it a legit thing? Thanks.
I'll let you guys go. Gordo, you first.
I think the smoke is real. I think the smoke is real. I think that the Red Sox would probably prioritize Alex Bregman if he were to take the offer that they have on the table or something similar in the short-term structure? Yeah, I think that would be their priority. I think that's why you haven't seen Nolan Arenado move. But do I think that's just smoke and mirrors to get Bregman scared and make him accept an offer that maybe he shouldn't? I don't know about that. I think it's real.
I don't think it's going to happen. You know, like, I think because he has other places to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Including the Chicago Cubs, which, you know, we can talk about Detroit. We could talk about Toronto, about places that potentially he doesn't want to go to. But I think the Chicago Cubs aren't a bad place to go to.
Great fit.
Yeah, you think the same way, Sammy?
Yeah, I think it's legit. I think it's a matter of these teams are running out of time to make these moves. I think that matters as well. I don't think it's smoke and mirrors. There might be some leverage going on, but no, I think the Red Sox, I agree with Gordo. I think they want Bregman. I think he's the better player. He's 2 years younger, 3 years younger, actually, closer to three. But, you know, they have to have a backup plan as well. And I think Arenado, if that's your backup plan, that's not too bad. And that's without going over all the possibilities of the guys coming along to Boston with him potentially, or the guys headed to St. Louis, just in a vacuum. If you're not going to get Alex Bregman, Nolan Arenado, not a bad backup plan.
The other thing we have to remember when these rumors are coming back up, coming back into focus here, is that it's from the Cardinals end, too. Like, they want this guy traded by the time they get to spring training. Like, you do not want that guy showing up to camp with that team after the offseason of open trade talks and the GM standing in front of everybody at the winter meetings to saying, we need to trade this guy. We want to get this guy out. And he was traded to Houston.
Well, that's the bizarre thing about this. All roads lead back to Houston.
Yeah.
Where this bizarre offseason, this bizarre conversation. We've already talked about Bregman, that offer with Houston. But people forget that Arenado was traded to Houston.
Yeah,
and he declined it. He turned it down. But that was plan A. That was plan A for Houston. That was before Christian Walker. That was before Isak Paredes. And then they pivoted. They didn't pivot to Alex Bregman. They could have pivoted to Alex Bregman. They could have just said, all right, you know what? We're going to overpay a little bit, more than we want. We're going to get the guy back. He fits the role. No, we're going to get these other guys.
Rob, let me know if I'm way off in this. The more the offseason goes on, the more I'm kind of coming around to the Nolan Arenado to Boston trade idea, because in my head, the Cardinals, as we just described, it sounds like they're pretty desperate.
Oh, they're
dare
super
I say.
Motivated to
so
trade.
Then the longer this goes on, the more leverage the Red Sox have and the more chance you can get a, oh my God, what are the Cardinals doing kind of trade. Well, that's my thought process with it.
The other thing is, too, you look at the other teams he's connected to, quote unquote, and it's like you hear, oh, they've reengaged the Yankees. And then the Yankees beat writers come out and say, yeah, no, I don't think.
Well, you heard
out.
The other team that came up. I think it was yesterday.
It was the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, too. Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, their reports out of there are that they want Max Muncy to be their third baseman.
Yeah. Right? Well, you know, I just think that the Arenado thing is, A, yes, the St. Louis Cardinals are super motivated to trade him. But for the Red Sox, I'll come back to it. Like, this isn't just the what do you say, the elegant...
The elegant solution.
The elegant solution.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, she'll never go down in the history of baseball as the elegant solution.
Elegant solution. Right? I got that from an uncle.
Can you say that? You're very good at voices.
What is elegant solution?
What is that?
I don't
it's
know.
It's like a Barrington Country Club.
Can you do it like I'm getting off at a T-stop?
Elegant solution.
All right, Allison in Cambridge. Hey, Allison, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning, you fine fellows.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank Jeff from Watertown immensely. It bothers me so much. I wanted to call in about Dustin Pedroia and also Rafi. But Dustin, it's like everyone has forgotten that was a team-friendly deal. Team-friendly deal. He got hurt, and it wasn't a bad contract. And Rafi, that obviously, well, first of all, with outside Xander, he just had to do it. But also, he's a great hitter. And Rob, I remember you saying, people are forgetting, everyone is forgetting the time that you said that actually paying for a hitter like that, that you actually thought between Xander and Rafi, once we lost Mookie, that you actually thought that Rafi was more important because of the hitting. But anyhow, regardless, that's it. The other thing I wanted to say is, I really need Yoshida gone. I thought that he would just be put with some. We can't have him taking up the DH spot. I mean, here you are talking about bringing in a third baseman. We need to have that spot needs to be cleared for Rafi, and it's used for people, obviously, you know, when they're injured. I mean, Yoshida didn't like having to sit when we had to use it for someone coming back from injury. It's ridiculous. It's one of the worst. I mean, Himes, just terrible. I need Yoshida gone. Do you think Yoshida will be gone on opening day, by opening day?
Allison, thanks for the call. We get it run, but I don't think he will be because, number one, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Right? So
he's going to be borderline impossible.
Yeah. Off,
like,
yeah.
Without eating, like,
everything. And we're going to hear how great he's doing and the best case scenario Yoshida and look at the second half. Whatever it is.
I mean, he's going to win a gold glove.
Easy.
You might not hear that one.
That was one of the best. Like, Manny in 2008, when he started talking to the media, he was a gift that kept on giving. And talk about leading the witness. Manny, going to win a gold glove? Oh, yeah, I will win a gold glove. Yeah, absolutely, I win a gold glove. Manny Ramirez says he will win a gold glove.
Beautiful.
I will do the same thing with Masa Yoshida, maybe.
Well, jokes aside about Yoshida, I obviously don't actually think he'll win a gold glove, but I think he's much more of a fit on the roster if he's actually going to play left field. That's
huge.
I think that's huge.
If you do that, and I know that Cora introduced it, but that's a soft introduction. When I say introduced, I'm like, that was, yeah, sure, maybe,
yeah.
Okay. But when you talk about goals of the offseason, goals heading into 2025, getting better defensively, that is not getting better defensively.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not.
Well, you can't ignore that. Well, this was one of the goals.
It helps you get better defensively in the infield, because the sequence that puts him out there is you get Arenado, he pushes Devers to most of the time at DH. That pushes Yoshida to most of his playing time being in left field in spots.
I would say this. I'd rather have Devers at third base and Yoshida in left field.
Really?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, at Fenway?
Let's put up a poll.
I don't even think it's close.
Masa Yoshida. He tries really hard.
Only
right?
At Fenway Park. He wouldn't play him in left on the road.
He tries really hard. Right? It's like me in a media game.
You know what he's great at? He has great skincare routine.
Great teeth, great skincare routine.
Great skincare.
Great form when he runs. Like, all of this.
Elegant throwing delivery.
It's all of it. Yeah, it's great. Like, but no. And I stand by that. All right, John in the car. Hey, John, how you doing?
How you doing, Rob?
What's going on?
Well, my question is this. And first off, it's typical them. They signed the guy from Japan that can't get on the field. And that's going to be their excuse for not spending money, because they're paying somebody that can't play or can't play the position they want them to play, or is going to somehow demean the value of the team even more than they already have by putting six players out of position. I just find them fraudulent. And until they hire a real general manager that didn't take 12 attempts to get one, this team is never going to be what I would call an elite team. Because the fact that they were willing to, what did they offer Soto? $700 million, was that the number they gave? Just enough to stay under, so they knew they weren't going to get him. And they're going to bitch and moan about, what, $150 million for Bregman? So you're willing to put all that money into Soto, but you won't just sign the guy for what he wants and just get the deal done for the betterment of the team? It's always a backhanded deal, some sort of, best possible plan B project. And I've had it up to my eyeballs with how this team does business. I'm always going to watch them. I'll die in the chair with them. But they are a pain in the ass to watch, and even more of a pain in the ass to talk about, because it's never productive. It's always something for nothing, and it's embarrassing.
John, thanks for the call. That's what we're here for. Number one, I'll die in the chair should be a thing. Yeah. But dying in the chair, why being a pain in the ass? It's like that's a very complicated science problem right here. But that's what we're here for. That's what we are here for.
Love the passion.
We are here for people to vent like that and ours to respond. And we will respond. But first, we're going to take a break. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. 617-779-7937. I'm Rob Bradford with Sammy and Gordo from Playtesty. Zach behind the glass. Craig Breslow up at noon. All that coming away. We're on till 1 o'clock. Again, this is Baseball's Important.
Now, more of Bradford and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford. You can find me every single day on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Download that sucker every single day. Sometimes multiple times a day, but always, I promise, by 8 a.m., I will have something up 20 minutes at least. I had your guy on this week, stemming from the program from last week. We workshopped it last week with Brian Abraham, Conrad Kaysen.
Oh.
Conrad Kaysen, who, in case people don't know, is the next Shohei Ohtani. And he's a Red Sox draft pick, eighth round pick last year. And the Red Sox, as broken here, right here on the Baseballs and Boring Show by Brian Abraham, said that the Red Sox are very open to him continuing to be a two-way player, a pitcher and a hitter. And he confirmed he throws 100. Very intriguing. And we had him on the Baseballs and Boring podcast. So there you go. When news breaks, we advance it. All right. So if people want to join in for these last couple minutes before Craig Breslow joins us, 617-779-7937, or after, that's fine too. We're on till 1 o'clock. Sammy and Gordo will play Tessie both here. So when we talked about where the Red Sox are going, and we are going to just do rapid fire with Craig Breslow, right? Mm-hmm. Rapid fire. And I think that people are frustrated as we head into spring training, as this week we get into this. There is a frustration with how this offseason has gone, even though you had Garrett Crochet. The Garrett Crochet was almost like a sugar high, right? I mean, it was like, yeah. It was like the guy in Super Size Me where he eats the Big Mac, where he goes to McDonald's and he gets the high for like 15 minutes. The next thing you know, he's like lounging on his couch feeling like crap.
I mean, Garrett Crochet's McDonald's.
I like Garrett Crochet. Listen, he proudly wears a Baseballs and Boring shirt around. I think he's going to be really good. I think everyone was happy that they got uncomfortable to trade those guys to get the preeminent young arm on the market. Who would you rather have, Roky Sasaki or Garrett Crochet?
Roky Sasaki.
Okay. I know you've seen him pitch a lot, right?
Well, no, a big part of that is because of the control, though. It's like if you could.
No, I'm not talking about control, just saying for this year alone. Yeah, because the Crochet thing, a big part of it is like you better sign this guy to extension.
Are you saying for 2025? Crochet. It's Crochet.
Crochet, easy.
Okay.
He's done it.
Who would you rather have of the guys who have switched teams as starting pitcher? Is there anyone you'd rather have other than Crochet?
No,
for the Red Sox, Crochet. That's been my number one guy. Gordo can vouch. That's been my number one guy since right after the trade deadline passed last year. I've been screaming about Crochet. So that sugar high lasted a little longer than 15
minutes.
Crochet
over Burns,
yeah.
Crochet over Snell, Crochet over Fried. I'm on board with all of it.
Okay.
He's going to be better for the next 2, 3, 4 years than those guys.
It is bizarre, though, that we have this dynamic where you get, to your point, you got the guy, the best starting pitcher in the offseason. This is Chris Sale all over again. And yet we're sitting here, and I think the perception of the Red Sox offseason is still a sad trombone. Like, it's still, that's why I use the sugar high analogy, because there was that immediate, yes, they did something. They got uncomfortable. They got the guy. We're playing with the big boys. And then you see all these other guys who they didn't get, who they even like the Teoscar Hernandez, which is a whole other thing. Yeah. But go ahead, Sammy.
Well, I was going to say, what are you going to do about the right-handed bat? What are you going to do about the defense? It makes me think of an old term that you liked. Gordo doesn't like this one, but it feels like we're still a little bit in question mark city.
I do hate question mark city.
We're not all the way out of question mark city. We're exiting, but we're still in it. And that's frustrating because there's an easy exit you could take. It's Alex Bregman away.
So we've been workshopping the questions we're going to ask Breslow, a little behind the scenes, behind the curtain. One of the questions I want to ask him, but we have really, 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 really scientifically tried to eliminate any questions that he can give a long answer that doesn't really have a point to it. But one question I want to ask him is something that we brought up at the beginning of the show. Do you see the window that you have in the here and the now about this American League? And he's not. I want to ask him that, but he's not going to answer it because he'll look at it and say, all these teams are good. Look at the Cleveland Guardians. Look at this team. Look at that team.
He'll say, we're good.
And yeah, exactly. We're good. But as we have said, because I know that they hired all these driveline guys to look at FanDuel odds, right? This is what they did. I'm joking. Like, my simplistic way of looking at it is you can go from whatever, plus 200, plus, what are they, 1,500 to plus 800 in the American League in the FanDuel odds, right?
I mean, if they were to sign Alex Bregman, let's forget about the reliever, just Alex Bregman. How many teams in the American League would you say are better than the Red Sox?
One.
Yankees.
Yeah, one.
Agreed. Two. Not by a lot.
And not like you can't beat them. And that's the other part about it. Is it Gerrit Cole and Max Fried? Great. Devin Williams, Luke Weaver? Great. But if the Red Sox make a move for another reliever, their starting pitching is up there potentially mm-hmm. with anybody, including Seattle, by the way.
But this right here, this is why you talk about why, you know, they got Garrett Crochet, they played with the big boys, they got the best starting pitcher. Why are fans not more upbeat about it? But the conversation that we're having right here is why. It's you're pointing to obvious holes that the team still has, and not for nothing, Sox still haven't beaten the cheap allegations. That's mm-hmm. a big part of
but
it.
But that comes back to the Bregman thing, Gordo,
and it comes back to the Montgomery thing too.
But I don't care about the Montgomery thing. I care about this is the boxes that Bregman checked off, including the fact is that you can push that narrative aside. All right, we got to take a break real quick. But first, let's go to Chris in Watertown. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
What's going on, boys? Doing well. Just getting back to the short-term option, the right-handed bat option. I'm not about the Bregman thing, but Teoscar Hernandez, once you failed on Soto, you should have thrown him a stupid number. And when I say a stupid number, I mean an affordable stupid number that he easily would have signed for. The next bet, if that doesn't work, why not Pete Alonso? A two-year short-term option, right-handed bat. You know Cassis is going to have his problems. You know, he plays first base. It makes so much sense, and I just don't understand why they didn't pull the trigger. Thanks for the time. Yeah, guys, love you.
Chris, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Real quick, because we got to take a break because we got to get to Craig Breslow. Real quick, I think that my biggest takeaway there is that it's the polarizing issue that is Tristan Casas, right? I get it. Alonso hits from the right side. I don't think he would have signed that same deal that he signed with the Mets with the Red Sox.
That's the first thing right
there. And the caller, Chris, just said, we know there's going to be problems with Tristan Casas. Well, do we? We don't know that. All right, we got to take a quick break because we're going to get to Breslow. Everyone hanging on the phone lines, call back after we talk to the chief marketing officer. Well, I guess
close.
He would be. I mean, he is. That's his all-encompassing job. Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. That's coming up next. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.